Is there a better way to spend a snowy evening? I know you're not complaining, melting into every pet of my tail against your soft skin. You can't help yourself, nestling closer into my warm wing. If you need to make yourself more comfortable, then go ahead. You forget. Any movement from you is a small movement to me. One of the perks to being with a dragon and all that. I'm so much larger than you that you can shift in my wing and I will barely notice. So small and precious. You're something rare, Starshine. The type of person who only comes once in a lifetime. And that's why when you came to me seeking help, I was more than willing to listen. As a collector of unusual things, when I first laid my eyes on you, I just knew I had to have you for my hoard. I just didn't think you would stick around. Consider my shock that after I collected your orgasm the first time, you decided to come back. Started off slowly with just the weekends, then coming over during the week, and eventually you just moved in one day. You were so cute, looking up at me with your little suitcase in hand. I'm happy you did it though. You've made my life so much better by simply existing in it. I love you, darling. But you knew that already, didn't you? I don't even remember what my days were like before you came into them. You've brought so much color to my world. I didn't even realize I was seeing in black and gray. But you did it. Just by being yourself. I don't know what it is about you, but something keeps me coming back for more. Wanting another taste, another bite, another hit of you. Even when we weren't together, and you were only visiting me on weekends, I would find my mind consumed with thoughts of you. I don't know why, but loving someone has never been as easy as it is with you. You're not just an orgasm I added to my hoard. You're the love of my life. If I were only to collect orgasms from one person for the rest of my life, I'm proud of my choice in you. You're the only one that I need. Do you have any idea of what you do to me? Then, let me put it in perspective. You've done a fair bit of research into dragons like me, haven't you? That's how you found me in the first place, Starshine. You wanted to meet a dragon in real life to see if we were anything like the books. You quickly learned that those stories are fabricated to make us appear a lot less intelligent and a lot more frightening. Now, what those books don't go into detail about is our social system. There's no way a humanoid would be able to know this type of information. We keep it very tightly guarded for this very reason. Understanding dragon hierarchy and learning how to break into it could result in some world-ending events. While I wouldn't normally share this, you're special. You're different, darling. I trust you. What I'm about to tell you is something that no one outside of Dragonkind knows. Can I trust you with this information, darling? Dragons are traditionally solitary creatures. We don't really get along with anyone. Humanoids, beasts, abominations, even fellow dragons. We just don't really connect with others. Not on a level that is instinctual for tinies like yourself. Most dragons go throughout their day, hoping to not be talked to. That they'll be left alone and no one's going to find them in their hoard. It's in our genes. We are basically born to just be hermits with a passion for one thing. I guess I was always an odd one from the beginning. Wanting to collect something intangible like orgasms. Either way, I just assumed I was going to live like every other dragon. Only go out when I want something. Visited only when somebody needs something. That's what we're told is the goal for dragons. It's the best possible way to be to ensure our survival. Despite being taught this, I still felt like I wanted more. Not like this isn't enough. I have everything I could ever need. But if I didn't have someone to share it with, what was the point? I don't think I was ever meant to be alone, you know? Getting to know you, getting close to someone as amazing as you, it's been the best experience of my life. I don't think I could cherish something more than my hoard, but it turns out I was wrong. There is one thing I could love more than anything on this planet, and it's you, Starshine. You're more important to me than my hoard, than my cave, than anything I own. I would burn down towns if something were to happen to you, darling. You're my everything. I never expected I would fall in love with a tiny. I was so convinced when time came for picking a mate to reproduce with, I was just going to let whoever found me have me first. Now? Now I wouldn't settle for anything less than you. You're perfect to me, darling. I love every inch of you. From the top of your precious head, all the way to the tips of your toes. Crafted out of the stars, just for me to have the privilege to hold you in my wings. My tail never stopping. You feel good, don't you? I'll take that as a yes. It's almost a shame that you're so comfortable like this. Feeling you move like that in my wings. It started my brain moving in different directions, darling. After all, I could feel those not-so-subtle wiggles after every compliment. You're not as sneaky as you think, darling. Oh, so you want to hear what I was thinking about now, do you? Why? Are you trying to see if we were thinking the same thing? Well, what I was thinking about was shifting my wing out from underneath me. That way you have a nice, comfortable bed to lay on. From there, I would unsheath my ovipositor, pound it into you until you can't walk tomorrow. But since you're so comfortable, I wouldn't want to force that onto you. What? Does that sound like fun to you, darling? My. Look at you, showing off those balancing skills for me, spreading your legs so eagerly. Don't look away. Keep your eyes on me, Starshine. I want to watch your face as I thrust inside. That's what you were waiting for, wasn't it? Yeah. Just listen to you. Letting out such a high noise as you feel every bump of my cock slam into you. Every ridge massages against your walls as you get used to the intrusion. Nice and steady, darling. Just like that. Looks so good from where I'm standing. My wing keeps you afloat as my cock rocks in and out of your hole. Yeah. Keep your eyes on me, Starshine. Don't want you to look away. I want you to know who's fucking you. Who's making you feel good? That's my cock causing you to moan out like that. Wrapped so tightly in my wing. Can't help but squirm as you adjust to the pace. Body slowly getting used to it. Should see how breathtaking you look right now. Never disappoint me. Always make me feel so good. Take it just like I knew you could. You're doing such an amazing job of letting me play with you, darling. Oh, I'm so lucky to have a tiny like you. I don't know what I would do without you, without this hole of yours. So fucking tight around me. Never want to give you up. Can't get enough of how you sound. You're fucking amazing, darling. Keep it up. Oh, yeah. Do you know how fucking good you are at this? That glint in your eyes tells me you do as you start to move your hips, ever so subtly taking me deeper inside you. Oh, it's okay, darling. I've got you. All you have to do is keep staring up at me. It shouldn't be hard since you've been on your back this entire time. My velvety wing against your bare skin as you spread your legs, trying to take my ovipositor as deep as your hole allows. Oh, you're doing such a good job of swallowing everything I give you, Tiny. wouldn't even know how small you are based on how deep you can take it. Oh, yeah. Love how my cock makes you feel. Easily filling you up and giving you what you need. My tail reaches around to start stroking you in time with my ovipositor, causing you to cry out in pleasure. Taking my cock so deeply. It's alright, Starshine. I've got you. You're okay. Just breathe for me. In and out. Just like that. That's good. Can you do it again for me? Breathe in. And out. Oh, yeah. Keep that up, Starshine. You focus on my cock, not my tail, okay? Yeah. Yeah, that's already easier for you, isn't it? My ovipositor is the thing that's going to make you come, not my tail. My tail is just an added bonus. Some more pleasure for you, darling, for being so good. I want to spoil you in it. Doting on you is my favorite pastime. Making you come is my favorite hobby. You're my entire world, darling. Don't need anyone else when I have you. I mean, just look at you. You're putting in the work, aren't you? Moving your hips with me. Not holding in your moans. Allowing me to take you apart as I see fit. It feels so good. You can't even begin to think about something else. Your pleasure is becoming all-consuming. Oh, the throbbing gets stronger with every second that passes by. I know how good it feels, but don't hold your breath. Breathe with me, darling. Keep breathing in and out. Just like that, yeah. That's it. You're doing good, Starshine. You know exactly what to do to bring me to my knees. You just need to remember to breathe for me, and then everything will be perfect, right? That's right. Look at you, my adorable tiny. Not even struggling to take me because you've done this so many times. My ovipositor inside you feels more normal than being left empty. After all, you just hate that feeling more than anything else. It feels so much better to be wrapped up in my giant wing. Let my ovipositor fill you up. You don't have to do any of the work. Just get to lay back and take it and look pretty while you do. I wouldn't expect much else from you. You're too small compared to me. You have to let me take care of everything else. If I were to let you just explore me, you might end up getting lost. It's better for you to stay wrapped in my rings like this, letting my cock pound into your hole. My tail continues to rub against you as your hips move. You move forward and end up pressing further against my tail. You move backwards and my ovipositor is impaled deeper inside you. Oh, fuck. Joking on your sounds as you try to catch your breath. It just feels too good. You can't think, can't focus. But that doesn't matter. Not when you're feeling like this. Getting closer to your own orgasm with every thrust inside you. Either way, you're in heaven, aren't you, Starshine? Every bump on my cock causes you to get just a bit closer. Every ridge causes you to beg for more. You can't help yourself. clenching around me, trying with all your might to keep me inside you. Being empty for even a second is too much for a sensitive thing like you. Oh, you're too close, darling. That's right. Keep working my cock so perfectly. You want me to come inside you, fill you up like a good tiny, don't you? Love how you make me feel. No one could compare to you, Starshine. You simply shine too bright. Oh, fuck, right there, yeah. Oh, making me get closer without even trying. You're like something sent from heaven. Or hell, depending on the day and your mood. Yeah, you're right there. Yeah, that's it. That's the fucking spot. You're doing so good for me. Just look at you. Love how you tend to stretch your legs wider. Love how it lets me fuck you even deeper. You're doing so perfect, darling. Keep going. I'm going to come inside you, fill you up just how you need. You still want to do that, don't you? You're not going to leave me hanging. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, you're too good for me, Starshine. So lucky to have you, to share my time with you. Oh, fuck. Oh, right, like that. Getting closer, darling. Oh, I'm not gonna be able to hold back. Oh, fuck. Get to the edge. Come on. Come on, you can do it. I know you're close. You're just like me. Come on, get to the edge. You can do it. Teetering, trying to fight back. You don't need to. Not anymore. No, no, no. I want you to come with me, darling. You can do it. You're so good for me, and you deserve it. You've worked so hard for this release, so come with me. Let go, Starshine. Come with me. There, there, darling. You did so well. Yes, you did. How are you feeling? Then I probably shouldn't move you if you're sore. I'm sorry, Tiny. Was I a little too rough with you? I'll remember that for next time. I got so eager. I can't help myself when it comes to you. I don't like holding myself back. That means I forgot how my simple thrust can be quite a bit more than that for you. At least I made good on my promise to make sure you're sore tomorrow, right? Hey, you can't be mad at me. I did exactly what I said I was going to do. If anything, you should be happy I kept my word. Though you're going to have a pretty serious limp tomorrow. I hope you have a good excuse for your friends. On a more serious note, do you actually need anything from me? Did I hurt you at all, Starshine? Okay, good. If you were actually injured, you would tell me so that I could get you the proper help, right? I'm just double checking. You like to pretend that things don't affect you. You're not as big of a mystery as you like to think you are when I can read every emotion clearly on your face. All right, all right. I'll stop teasing, darling. You just make it too easy and so much fun. Is it such a problem that I love getting a reaction out of you? Well, I only tease you because I love you. You know I don't actually mean any of it. But since you asked so nicely, and I love you so much, I'll stop. I'll do anything to make you happy, Starshine.